Hear the word of the Lord in the gospel of the Lord's first coming in the gospel of Luke, part of chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited earth should be written down. This enrollment was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be written down, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be written down with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass while they were there that the days were accomplished that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be the sign to you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in the work Apocalypse Explained and in the work Heaven and Hell. The Lord is said to have been wrapped in swaddling clothes because swaddling clothes signify first truths, which are truths of innocence and which are also truths of the divine love. The innocence of little children is not actual innocence, for it is innocence only in external form. Nevertheless, one may learn from it what innocence is, for it shines forth from the faces of children and from some of their movements and from their earliest speech and affects those around them. Little children have no prudence from their proprium, no purpose or deliberation, thus no intention of an evil nature. They do not attribute anything to themselves, regarding all as received from their parents. They are content with the few insignificant things presented to them and delight in them. They have no worry about food and clothing and none about the future. They do not look to the world and covet many things from it. They love their parents and nurses and their child companions with whom they play in innocence. They let themselves be led. They listen and obey. Being in this state, they receive all things with their life. Therefore, without knowing why, they acquire becoming manners. They learn to talk and have the beginning of memory and thought. Their state of innocence serving as a means for these things to be received and implanted. I have been told from heaven that little children are especially under the Lord's care, and that they receive influx from the inmost heaven, where there is a state of innocence. It is because of this that innocence is shown in their faces and in some of their movements and becomes apparent. Also, it is this innocence by which parents are inmostly affected and that gives rise to the love that is called storge, or parental affection. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.